I assume everyone listening to this broadcast can tell the basis of the Republican opposition to the infrastructure bill proposed by President Biden. Senator Mitch McConnell said it's a Democratic wish list that goes way beyond infrastructure. Ex-President Trump says that the promised increase in the corporation income tax is the biggest tax increase in history. So there you have it. Republicans are all in favor of their version of infrastructure, but they don't want to raise taxes to pay for any of it. Rachel Maddow has a euphemism for the typical barnyard epithet that describes these phony arguments: bullpucky. Luckily, there has been some extremely interesting polling on the infrastructure plan. And according to these polls, there is actually more national support for an infrastructure spending bill when it's partially financed by increasing taxes on high-income people than when there's no explicit description of a tax increase to pay for part of it. So let's talk about that proposed tax increase. The proposal is to raise the corporate income tax rate from the 21% to which it had been cut by the 2017 Trump tax giveaway. The proposed new rate would be 28%, well below the 35% that existed before 2017. But let's start with an important first question. Why is there a separate corporation income tax at all? Why not rely on the individual income tax only? After all, corporations are owned by individuals. If income earned by a corporation is taxed separately, and then the incomes of the individual owners of a corporation are also taxed, isn't that double taxation for the same income? Well, yes and no. All corporate income that is distributed as dividends does get taxed twice. However, if there were no separate corporate income tax, then wealthy individuals could accumulate vast amounts of riches tax-free by investing in corporations that distribute little or none of their profits as dividends. As corporations plow back their profits and grow, the value of the corporation's stock increases. Rich families accumulate wealth as their stock portfolios increase in value. Without a separate corporate income tax, these rich folks would accumulate wealth completely tax-free. And to add insult to this injury, when a rich person dies, all the stock and real estate and jewelry and expensive paintings, etc., is revalued, and all the increased wealth accumulated over that lifetime passes to their heirs without ever having to pay a penny in taxation on the increased value of the assets. These heirs can then sell as much of it as they want and declare zero capital gains on their income tax form. Yes, it is true. If the value of the estate exceeds a certain amount, the heirs do have to pay an estate tax. So the corporation income tax protects the individual income tax from becoming, in effect, voluntary for the rich. And the burden of the corporation income tax is felt mostly by owners of stock, which is heavily concentrated in high-income taxpayers. So the Biden administration folks are right. Raising the corporation income tax is part of a long overdue process of getting the rich to pay their fair share. And of course, it's only a small step in that direction. Ever since the late 1970s, the tax system has reduced its progressivity. That means that the rate of taxation on high-income people has been reduced due to the Reagan-era tax cuts, the Bush II tax cuts, and the failures of both Clinton and Obama to take meaningful steps to reverse those changes. The Trump tax cut of 2017 has been particularly generous to high-income people. And given the need to spend a lot of federal dollars rebuilding infrastructure, providing relief in the era of COVID, raising taxes on high-income individuals is clearly a very good idea now.